Welcome to another edition of In Your Money. I'm Brian Hirsch, and this evening we're focusing on investment. Even those investors who understand long-term horizons are starting to feel quite anxious about what is happening in markets. Equity markets ended last week on a distinctly sour note, with on news alone, Friday was down 2.7 and a further drop today. Over and above that, when global markets are usually off, the Rand follows suit. Yet, over the last few months, the Rand has been extremely strong. That also did not very last long, with Iran dripping almost 8% in less than 7 trading days. And joining this evening is David Shapiro, Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Wealth. David, good evening to you. And nice to have you on the side of the table, David, because you're normally on this side of the table. But David, viewers have heard when I've said, if you're confused, you're thinking straight, because I don't think anyone can make head or tails of what's happening at the moment. And put some context to this.
You know, Brian, if we go back November, December, and I'm talking about the Fed, the Federal Reserve, Jay Powell, who's the chairman of the Fed, at that stage he had said that we are not going to raise interest rates until we have stability in the employment market. And still we get all those people who were unemployed during the pandemic back to work. That was the message we had. And we had built in around about maybe a half to three quarters of a percent rise this year as we came out the pandemic and the government started to withdraw their stimulus programs. You know, that was a global trend. So think about that. That's 3 or 4 months ago. All of a sudden now, Powell is now talking about 2.5 to 3% interest rate hikes. So from 0.5 to 3.5, and now he's going and front loading and almost in a panic. So when you say, listen, I'm confused, of course you have the right to be, because the message that we got in November, December has been, you know, Powell has done a complete pivot. He's done 180 degrees turnaround. So we're all struggling to understand what we do from now on. You know, where do we go to from here? So I think it's a very confusing situation. All of it has to do with inflation. And of course, the Ukraine war didn't help as well. So I think we're battling our way through things at the moment. So as you say, if people feel confused, you're not alone. You're in good company.
Yeah. And David, you know, when you think about investors, I mean, you know, we talk about long term. Mm. Everyone's got a different time horizon of long term. How do you see things developing over the next 2 to 3 years? And what is your understanding of long-term?
Long-term is long-term. Long-term is not tomorrow, you know. I think most of the investors we meet, they say, yes, we're long-term until the market cracks like yesterday or the day before. Then suddenly they're not so long-term. But it's like a business, Brian. When you start a business, you don't make profits the first year. It takes a long time to build up the critical mass that you need to build an understanding. So that's long term. I normally take anywhere from 4, 5, 6 years. We're thinking 5 to 10 years ahead now. When we're planning our portfolios, we think that the next 5 to 10 years are going to be a very exciting time coming out of this pandemic. And also going into this digital age. So I think once we get through this noise, and believe me, it's noise, because a lot of this noise will vanish, I think we're in for a very exciting 5 to 10 years of pressing the reset button and kind of reshaping the global economy. I don't think we've got enough time to go through it, but I mean, there are a lot of positive things that are going to happen in the next 5 to 10 years.
David, we often look at volume in markets. Mm. I mean, with the markets coming down, is it coming down on big volume? Is there a lot of selling, or just a lot of people just waiting, saying, look, never try and catch a falling knife. We're just going to stay out of the market.
The volumes, both up and down, have been very disappointing. I haven't seen, I watch volumes every day for that very reason, to see what kind of selling there's been. And normally I look at, for example, today, APSA was the biggest trader. Why APSA? Well, you know, Barclays sold out of their stake in APSA. So there's still a bit of trading taking around that book build and that, because there was a book build. So a lot of institutions must have bought shares and have been trading there. So I think that, but over and above that, the volumes are not dramatic. They're not heavy. So it's more a markdown, you know. It's very easy to fall off. It's very hard to fall up, you know what I mean? So when markets go down, they come down at a more dramatic pace than they go up.
So we've had inflation fears, we've had rising interest rates, we've had oil price, we've got a war.
Yes.
Now, in the month of April, we've got reporting season.
Yes.
And companies are starting to report. But the technology companies will report later in the month.
This week.
And David,
this week.
And how, the analysts, what are they expecting? I suppose you're also looking to see not only the results, but what's behind the results, what
yes.
they have to say.
Yes, that to me is the most important. We're going to see this week what the technology companies say. It's going to be an important portent of what happens ahead. The cynics will say, well, this has already happened, you know, we're going into tougher times. But I think it's going to be very important. And I think we're expecting good numbers. I don't think people are in the mood to buy, but I think it is going to at least form some kind of strong foundation if the results are good. So I think there are 30 big companies in the US that are going to report that we know. I mean, there are a lot more, but 30 of the big companies that we know will be reporting within the next few days. But results are very important.
David, you've commented on a lot of the negatives that are weighing against our market. Can you see anything else on the horizon that we may not? You know, we talk about the black swans.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I tell you what the best news is. The best news is everybody's negative. So you can't find a bull. That means whoever wanted to be out is out. So as soon as the news changes, and as soon as we get a little bit of good news, I think things will start to improve. I think we're coming to peak inflation. I think we're very close to it. And I think the kind of activity we're seeing now is the kind of desperate type of activity. It normally spells, in this case, the nadir, the bottom of the market, not the top of the market. So I think we're close to it. So I'm not in panic state, you know, not at all. And thank goodness we've got a few holidays that we don't have to look at the market, you know, we can just wait.
Well, we in South Africa don't look at the markets, but the global market is slow. No. But David, we talk about the way up in the market. You had COVID for the previous years. Mm. Now you've got the war. Mm. What is more significant on the markets? Is it the war or inflation or?
The only thing the war has done is it's affected commodity prices. And it wouldn't have been that bad if Europe wasn't so dependent on Russian oil and Russian gas. And that's been the difficulty. And I think that if Europe had you know, was less reliant, I don't think the impact would have been anywhere close to as bad as it is at the moment. Yes. You know, there's palladium prices everybody talks about, and they talk about the wheat prices, and particularly for some of the emerging countries, you know, I think for them it's going to be a little worse. But by and large, Russia's a small economy and Ukraine's a very small economy. So those two countries didn't really topple, weren't going to really topple global growth. Global growth, the slowdown is coming because people's sentiment is down, and also because of concerns about inflation. You know, if the oil price goes up, it affects the gas pump in Kansas City. You know, I mean, even though you're far away from the Ukraine, and I think it is a problem with the U.S. People are worried about inflation, but it's mainly gas. You know, gasoline. They're going into the driving season.
Well, big problem for South Africans. I mean, with interest rates rising, 99.9% of working South Africans have got debt. I mean, you can't own a home when you first go out into business. You can't own a car without taking on debt. If interest rates rise, I mean, out of their pay packet, it's going to come more towards debt and less into our economy.
Yep.
So less people actually spending. Those are all the issues. But we're going to take a break. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.